Yeah,
Yeah,
you
we
start the guided sitting session. You may sit in a comfortable way. You can keep your eyes gently closed and head straight, neck straight, shoulders in a relaxed position. Arms may be resting. And upper half of the body straight but not rigid. Now you can take a deep breath. Hold it for a while and then slowly release. Basically, we are trying to be in the present moment, but there are, could be various thoughts coming to your mind, then allowing the mind to wander. So again and again, we are coming back to the body. There may be various thoughts with respect to the past or future, but we are not encouraging them. But coming back again and again to the body, so body behaves like a refuge. More and more as we associate the body, there may be various subtle processes we become more evident, which are quite helpful for us to further refine our mindfulness and even to establish fair amount of concentration and wisdom. So if you are ready now, you can recognize some of those processes, maybe breathing, maybe rising and falling of the abdomen or heart vibration. Suppose that we have selected breathing. Now we can keep our attention at the nostril and we are simply trying to recognize when in-breath happens and when out-breath happens. So we are keeping the whole process very simple so that it won't make any burden to the mind. And when in-breath happens, we can, if you want, you can name it or label it as in. And when out-breath happens, you can name it as out. And each and every breath, we are very much like accepting, appreciating, enjoying. So there is no any burden, not thinking or regretting about the past, not worrying about the future. So the mind has to be fairly lighter. A lighter mind, a joyful mind, a relaxed mind, an open mind. Now we are keeping on to the breath. When in-breath happens, we joyfully experience it. When out-breath happens, we joyfully experience it. Now, as you are moving forward, probably you can understand, okay, in-breath happens and you are keeping your attention there. Out-breath happens and you are keeping your attention there. So once you feel comfortable and recognize that the attention is consistently being with the breath, now we can little carefully observe breathing process. How in-breath begins, how it evolves, and how it disappears. And then just before the beginning of out-breath, so what you experience. And then how out-breath begins, its middle, its end, and then how you experience the in-between, that is the end of the out-breath and the beginning of the in-breath, a little gap. So more and more, you are closely examining the whole process. Probably you can experience little cooler effect in the in-breath compared to the out-breath, little warmer effect of the out-breath. The in-breath may be gushing in, out-breath may be smoothly going out. So very subtle characteristics. You are closely examining, keeping the mind very quiet. And if mind gets distracted without worrying, slowly bring it back. And even when mind distracts, probably you can recognize. So nothing to worry. So it happens under your supervision. You know when it is shifting. And you know where it has shifted. And probably now you have a choice to come back. Now you can purposely take a long breath. Keep it for a while. Slowly release. Allowing the mind to fully settle. So as we are further refining our attention, probably you can further experience certain element characteristics through breathing, or sometimes you might experience calming down of the breath, disappearing of the breath, and even you are now unable to experience the difference between in-breath and out-breath. The breathing becomes more and more subtle, and even it has completely disappeared. How calm can we maintain that state? Almost like no object. Breath has fully disappeared. And if it is about to disappear, we can even facilitate it, allowing it to settle, allowing it to calm down. But still maintaining our attention in a more gentle, relaxed, balanced manner. So if it leads to a kind of a blissful state, a little bit of joy arises, you feel your body like floating, goosebumps might be available. You feel rapturous. All this now we can look at objectively, seeing their true nature. We didn't invite them. We have no much control over them. They simply come and they simply go. They simply appear and then they disappear. So they are another manifestation of feelings. They may be some pleasurable feelings. So they are merely feelings. How they are coming, how they are going, how they are appearing and then changing and then disappearing. So looking at them objectively, allowing them to change as they want. But they are merely feelings. In case where there are various kind of visions arise in the mind hallucinations, visualizations arise in the mind, knowing them as mere illusions, knowing them as mere a mirage, not being overwhelmed by them, not giving any emphasis to them, knowing them they are merely signs, perceptions, and coming back to the breathing, back to the nostril, back to the mundane, ordinary experience. Then allowing the mind to get fascinated by mind-made perceptions. So the reality is quite ordinary. Reality is quite simple. And it's very much like tangible. You can feel it directly. You're experiencing the body. You are experiencing the breathing. And even you can recognize thoughts, perceptions. They are not sort of mind-made states. So if you are able to recognize various feelings, either they are pleasurable, painful, or equanimous, you're trying to know how they are appearing and then disappearing, how they are subject to change, how their intensities vary or change. We're maintaining a very balanced, equanimous, joyful attitude and try to examine the behavior of various feelings. Maintaining little gap, a little distance. We're not trying to attach to feelings. No, we are trying to reject the feelings. If all the feelings disappear, probably we can look at the mind. Allowing the mind to relax, not strongly holding or suppressing thoughts, rather, if necessary, let the thoughts come, and knowing how they are coming, how they are appearing, and knowing how they are disappearing. They simply come, stay for a while, and then they go, they disappear. And we are now resting. While resting, we are observing how various conditioned phenomena appear and then disappear. Nothing to hold, nothing to attach, nothing to reject. As their intrinsic characteristics, they are coming and going. We are experiencing it, we are observing it, knowing it, and we are understanding their true nature. They are quite impermanent. They are not satisfactory. They are non-governable.